Chamishi. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai saying, Ayin Ramban, who discusses why the Pasuk has to repeat that this took place in Midbar Sinai after the Pasuk in the beginning of the parasha states already that the counting took place in Midbar Sinai. Pekoides b'nei Levi. Count the children of Levi, Levei Savoisam, to their father's house, the Mishpachosam, according to their family. Kol Zochor, every male, mi ben chodesh v'mala tifkedein. From 1 month and up, you shall count them. Although the rest of Klal Yisrael was counted from 20 to 60, over here, the count was from 1 month and up. The reason for the age of 1 month is because until 1 month, we are worried that it might be an unviable child, a nephil, a child that might not live. But after a month, we say that the child will definitely live, and therefore it can be counted as part of the minyan of the Leviim. Rashi tells us that Shevet Levi was used to being counted from a young age, because we see when the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says that 70 people went down. But if you count, you will only get the number 69. Who was the 70th person? Rashi in Parshas Vayigash tells us it was Yocheved Bas Levi, Yocheved, the daughter of Levi. She was born right when the Yidden entered Mitzrayim, Bein HaChoymois, between the walls. And she was still counted in the minyan in the number of 70. So we see that Shevet Levi is counted at a very young age. So too over here, the Levim were counted from the age of 1 month and up. The Mefarshim ask, if we don't count the Levim immediately at birth because we are worried that maybe this baby might be a nephil, why was Yocheved able to be counted immediately when she was born? Sifsei Chachamim and other Mefarshim answer that the only time that we are worried that this baby might be a nephil during the first 30 days is only if this child was born prematurely. But if the child was born after 9 months, it was a full-term baby, then we are not worried that it will die during the first month of its birth. Concerning Yocheved, it seems to be that they knew that she was born after 9 months, and therefore they weren't worried that she would die during the first month, and that's why she was able to be counted immediately. If you look carefully at the counting of the Levim, the Pasuk uses the terminology Pekoid to count, as opposed to by the Bnei Yisrael in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk uses the terminology of Se'u. Ayin in the Mefarshim, why by the Levim there is a change of terminology. Also, we see by the Levim it says Leveis Avoisam, then Lemishpachosam, as opposed to by the count of the Bnei Yisrael in Pasuk Beis, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, over there it says Lemishpachosam, then Leveis Avoisam. The Ayin Behemek Dover, the Netziv, who speaks about this Diak. And the Pasuk continues, Vayifkod Oysam Moshe, and Moshe counted them. He counted the Levim al pi Hashem, through the word, through the mouth of Hashem, Kasha Tzuva, like he was commanded. What does it mean, al pi Hashem? Rashi tells us that Moshe was bothered. How will he be able to go and enter each and every Levi's tent to find out how many infants there were? This would be a very time-consuming task, and also, it would be a lack of snias for Moshe Rabbeinu to enter each and every Levi's tent. Therefore Hashem told Moshe, you do yours and I'll do mine. And Moshe went and stood at the entrance of the tent. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a baskoil, a heavenly voice, that called out to Moshe how many infants there were in the tents of the Levim. And the pasuk continues, Vayu Eile b'nei Levi b'shmoisam, and these were the children of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kohos, Umerari. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohos, and Merari. Pe'ele Shemois b'nei Gershon. And these are the names of the children of Gershon, L'mishpachosam, according to their family, Livni v'Shimi. Gershon had two sons, Livni and Shimi. V'nei Kohos, L'mishpachosam, Amram v'Yitzhar, Chevron v'Uziel. Kohos had four sons, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. V'nei Merari, L'mishpachosam, Machli u'Mushi. Merari had two sons, Machli and Mushi. Ele heim mishpachos ha'Levi, Levei Savoisam. These are the family of Levi according to their father's house. Now the Pasuk will tell us four things concerning each family. It will tell us the total number of people from 1 month and up in this family. It will tell us where they camped. It will tell us who the Nasi of this family was, and also what they had to watch, what their job was in the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, L'Gershon Mishpachas HaLivni U'Mishpachas HaShimi. For Gershon, the family of Livni and Shimi. Elehem Mishpachos HaGershuni. These are the families of Gershon. Pikudehem b'mispar kol zachor, b'ben chodesh v'mala. They're counted ones in the number of males from 1 month and up, Pikudehem, their counted ones were Shivas Alofim Vachamesh Meos, 7,500. The Malbim is bothered why in this pasuk it says the word Bemispar, which is not stated by the count of the Bnei Yisrael. Also, why does it say Pikudehem twice in the pasuk? And he answers, because the count of the Levim was different than the count of the Bnei Yisrael. By the Bnei Yisrael, each person gave a half a shekel, and they counted the half shkolim. This way they knew the total number of Klal Yisrael. Because if they were to count heads, that would bring about a magefa. But over here, the Levim did not give a chatzi shkolim, half shkolim, because the counting was done al pi Hashem. A baskol came out and said the number of Levim. Therefore, the pasuk says, Pikudeyam b'mispar. Their counted ones were b'mispar by number and not through half shkolim. And this is the reason why it says Pikudeyam twice. The first Pikudeyam is coming to say, Pikudeyam b'mispar. Their counted ones were by number, different than Klal Yisrael, that the counted ones were with a half a shekel. And the second Pikudeyam is coming to tell us, Pikudeyam, their counted ones totaled Shivas Alofim Vachamesh Meos, 7,500. And the pasuk continues, Mishpachos HaGershuni, the family of Gershon, Acharei HaMishkon Yachanu Yomo. In back of the Mishkon, they will camp on the west side, near the Shvatim of Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. Unisi Beis Av LaGershuni, and the Nasi of the family of Gershon was El Yosef ben Lo'el. Umishmeres b'nei Gershon ba'Oil Moed, and the job of the children of Gershon in the Oil Moed was HaMishkon, the Yerias HaMishkon. We know that there was no roof on top of the Mishkan, but rather there were material coverings on top of the Mishkan. And the first covering that was seen inside the Mishkan was called the Urias HaMishkan. And the Bnei Gershon carried the Urias HaMishkan, the Ha'oyel, and the covering on top of that, which was called the Urias Ha'oyel, or the Urias Ha'izim, Michsehu, and the coverings on top of that, which was the Oiris Eilim Ma'adamim, the covering of the skins of the ram, which was dyed red, and the Oiris Tachoshim, the skins of a Tachash, which was a Chaya, that only existed in the time of the Midbar. So all these coverings the Bnei Gershon carried, Umosach Pesach Oil Moed, and also the curtain by the entrance of the Oil Moed, the Kaleh HaChotzer, and they also carried the curtains of the Chotzer. These curtains made up the walls of the Chotzer. Vesmosach Pesach HaChotzer, and also they carried the screen by the entrance of the Chotzer, Asher Al HaMishkon Va'al HaMizbeach Sovim. The curtains of the Chotzer and the screen by the entrance surrounded the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. Vesmei Sorov, they also carried the ropes, L'choy La'avoidosai, for all its uses. What exactly were these ropes? Rashi tells us that without these ropes, the Urias HaMishkan and the Urias HaOyhel would blow in the wind. And so too the Kali HaChotzer, the curtains of the Chotzer. So therefore they had these ropes that were tied to the bottom of the Kali HaChotzer and to the bottom of the Urias HaMishkan and the Urias HaOyhel. And they took these ropes and also tied it to a peg and stuck it in the ground. This way, the Urias and the Kloyim would not blow in the wind. And these ropes were carried by the Bnei Gershon. What does it mean, L'choy La'avodosai, for all its purposes? Because these ropes had two purposes. First of all, it kept the Urias from not blowing in the wind. Second of all, it also held the Urias tightly over the Mishkan, so on top, it should not sag into the Mishkan. And by tying with a rope the bottom of the Urias to a peg that's inserted in the ground, this way it was held tightly over the Mishkan and it won't sag into the Mishkan. And the pasuk continues, V'lekahos, and for the family of Kahos, Mishpachas Ho'amromi, the family of Amram, U'mishpachas HaYitzari, and the family of Yitzar, U'mishpachas HaChevroini, and the family of Chevroin, U'mishpachas Ho'azieli, and the family of Uziel, Elehem Mishpachos HaKahosi, these four families comprise the family of Kahos. The Mispar Kol Zohar, the number of every male, Miben Chodesh V'mala, from a month and up, Shmoinas Alofim V'sheish Meos, they totaled 8,600. Shomrei Mishmeras HaKodesh, the watchers of the holy vessels, like we will see in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, their job was to watch the Oroin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. Mishpachos B'nei Kahos Yachanu Al Yerach HaMishkan Teimono, the family of Kahos camped on the side of the Mishkan Teimono on the south side, near Shevet Ruvein. From here we learn, Oy L'Rasha, Oy L'Shcheino, woe to a Rasha, woe to his neighbor. Because if somebody lives near a Rasha, he becomes influenced by that Rasha. And since from Kahos, the family of Kahos produced Korach, Korach lived near Shevet Ruvein. And by his rebellion, he was able to influence many people from Shevet Reuven to rebel and to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Nasi of the family of Kohos was Elitzafon ben Uziel, Elitzafon the son of Uziel. And their job was Ha'orin, to watch the Orin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Alta Mizbeach, Uchle HaKodesh, and the holy vessels, which means the Kalim of these Kalim, the Kalim of the Shulchan, the Kalim of the Menorah, and the Kalim of the Mizbechos, Asher Yishrosu Bohem, which they serve with them, the Hamosach, and the Poroiches, which was the curtain that divided the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Choyl Avoidosoi, and everything else that was needed for these Kalim, the family of Kohos would carry. Unisi Nisiye HaLevi, and the one who was in charge of all the Nisiyim of the Levim, because we said earlier that every family had a Nasi. The family of Gershon had El Yosef ben Loel, the family of Kohos had as a Nasi El Yitzafon ben Uziel, and we will see later, Tsuriel ben Avichoyel was the Nasi of Merari. So the one who was in charge of all these Nisiyim was Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen. Pekudas, he was in charge of Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, the watchers of the charge of holy things. What does it mean, Pekudas Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh? This is the machloikis between Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, the pasuk is saying, Pekudas Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. Since Elozor was in charge over the Nisiyim of the Levim, it comes out that he was in charge over all the Levim. Pekudas, he was in charge of Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, the watchers of the holy jobs, which is all the Levim. The pasuk is just saying one thing. By Elozor being in charge of the Nisiyim of the Levim, he was in charge of all the Levim. Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, according to Rashi, is referring to all the Levim. But according to the Ramban, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh is referring to the family of Kohos, because we see earlier in Pasuk Chof Ches, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh is referring to specifically the family of Kohos. And the Pasuk is saying two things. First of all, Elozor was the one in charge over the Nisiyim of the Levim, just like Rashi. The first part of the Pasuk is similar to Rashi. But the second half of the Pasuk is telling us that besides for Elozor being in charge of the Nisiyim of the Levim, he was also the Gizbar of the family of Kohos. Pekudas, he was in charge of Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, the watchers of the holy vessels, which was the family of Kohos. So besides for having a Nasi, Elitzafan ben Uziel, the family of Kohos also had another leader, a Gizbar, Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyim. Limerori, for the family of Merori, Mishpachas HaMachli uMishpachas HaMushi, the family of Machli and Mushi, Elehem Mishpachos Merori. These are the families of Merori, Ufukudehem, and they're counted ones, Bevispar Kol Zohar. The number of every male, Mibein Chodesh V'malo, from a month and up, Sheshes Alofim uMasoyim, 6,200. Unisibes Avl Mishpachos Merori, Tsuriel ben Avichoyel. Tsuriel ben Avichoyel was the Nasi of the family of Merori. Al Yerach HaMishkon Yachin uTzafoino, and they camped in the north near Don, Asher, and Naphtali. Ufukudas Mishmeres B'nei Merari, and the assignment of the charge of the children of Merari, what did they watch? The Karshe HaMishkon, the planks of the Mishkon, which made up the walls of the Mishkon. Uvarichov, and the bars which attached the Krushim to each other. The Amudov, and its pillars. The Adonov, and its sockets. The Chol Kelov, the Chol Avodosai, and all the Kalim needed for all its jobs, for all its work with these different items. They were also carried by the family of Merari. The Amudei HaChotzer, and the pillars of the Chotzer, Saviv around it, the Adnehem, and also their sockets, because the Chotzer, the courtyard, was made up of pillars that went into sockets, and the Kali HaChotzer went around that. The Kali HaChotzer was carried by the family of Gershon, but the Amudim and the Adonim of the Chotzer were carried by the family of Merari. Visedosam and their pegs, Umesrehem and their strings. These were not the same pegs and strings mentioned by what Gershon carried, because Gershon carried the pegs and the strings that were used in order that the Urias should not blow in the wind and the Kali HaChotzer should not blow in the wind. They were tied to the bottom of the Urias and the bottom of the Kloyim. But over here, these pegs and strings were used on the top of the Kloyim, and their purpose was to attach the Kloyim, the curtains, to the Amudei HaChotzer, to the pillars of the Chotzer. And these strings were wrapped around the top of the Kloyim, the top of the Kali HaChotzer, and then from there it went around the pegs and onto the Amudei HaChotzer This way, the kloim were fastened to the amudei hachatzit. The hachoinim lifnei hamishkan, and the ones who camped before the mishkan, kedma in the front, lifnei oil moed mizracho, before the oil moed in the east, Moshe v'Aaron uvanov, Moshe, Aaron, and his children. From here we see, toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shcheinoi, that if one lives near a tzadik, he will benefit tremendously from being close to the tzadik. Because over here, Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov lived on the east side, and so did Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun. And Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun became great tzaddikim because they lived near Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov. So Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov were Shremrim Mishmeres HaMikdash, the ones who watched the job of the Mikdash, the Mishmeres B'nai Yisrael, to make sure that no B'nai Yisrael came close. V'azor HaKorev Yumas, a Yisrael that came close will be put to death. Kol Pekudei HaLeviim, all the counted ones of the Leviim, Asher Pokad Moshe V'Aharon, that Moshe and the Aharon counted, Al Pi Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem, L'mishpachosam, according to their families, Kol Zachor Miben Chodesh V'malo, every male from a month and up. The total number was, Shenayim V'Esrim Aleph, 22,000. Rashi asks, that if you count the number of each family that was given before, 7,500 for the family of Gershon, 8,600 for the family of Kohath, and 6,200 for the family of Merari, you get a total of 22,300. So why does the Pasuk say that the total number of Leviim was 22,000? Rashi answers that the truth is that there were 22,300 Leviim. But out of these 22,300, 300 of these Leviim were also Bechorim. And we will see later on in the Pesukim that since the Bechorim worship the Egel, they had to take off the Kedusha from them and transfer it to a Ben Levi. And every Bechor had to be matched up with a Ben Levi to take off his Kedusha and give it to the Levi. But a Bechor who was also a Levi did not need to find another Levi to transfer his Kedusha to, because he can transfer his Kedusha to himself from the Bechor part to the Levi part. Therefore, when the Pasuk says that the total number of Leviim was 22,000, it means that there were 22,000 Leviim that were able to take the Kedusha from a Bechor, because the 300 were able to redeem themselves. Sefer Shaarei Aharon points out that although by the tzivur, by the commandment to count the Leviim, it does not mention Aaron, like it says, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, it does not mention Aaron. Moshe gave cover to Aaron and allowed Aaron to also be part of the counting. Therefore it says over here, Asher Pokad Moshe ve'Aharon. Also Rashi points out why there are dots on top of the name of Aharon, to tell us that Aaron was not counted among the Leviim. Although he was also a Levi, he was not counted among the Leviim. It was 22,000 without Aharon. The smallest shevet among the countings of the B'nai Yisrael was Shevet Menashe, who had a total of 32,200, and they were counted from 20 years and up. Shevet Levi was counted from 1 month and up and totaled 22,000. Why was Shevet Levi so much smaller than all the other Shvatim? Ramban answers, when the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, they totaled 70 people. In 210 years, they defied the normal laws of nature and grew to the tremendous number of over 600,000, excluding women and children. Hashem performed this miracle in order to spite the Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk says, Kashi Ya'anu Oisei Ken Yirbe. The more they would afflict them, the more Klal Yisrael would increase and spread out. In Mitzrayim, all the Shvatim worked, except for Shevet Levi. Since this exceptional increase of people was due to the Sheba of Mitzrayim to the enslavement, Shevet Levi only increased in the natural way because they were not slaves. That is why their total was only 22,000. Rashi, in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Daled, offers another reason. He says the reason why Shevet Levi was so small was because Sheha'oren hoyim mechalabahem, the Oren would destroy them, since the Oren had such a tremendous amount of Kedusha, and the Leviim were the ones who carried the Oren, sometimes some of them would die. And therefore, the Leviim were very small in population because of the carrying of the Oren. Maskil David asks, that's a good reason that the Leviim would be small after they started to travel and carry the Oren. But we know they didn't start to travel until Chaf Iyar, the 20th day of Iyar. This counting took place on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first day of Iyar. So why would Leviim be so small in population even at this point before they ever carried the Aron. Maskel David therefore explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Aron would destroy the Levim, and he did not want it to look like the clay HaKodesh, the holy vessel of the Aron, was the reason why the Levim were small. Therefore, he made the Levim a small population even before they carried the Aron, in order that it should not look like the Aron was the reason that the Levim were so small in population. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Tesvav, Mi ben Chodesh v'mala, from 1 month and up, you shall count the Levim. Mishiyotu Michlal Neflim, once they left the category of a Nefil, of an unviable child, after 1 month, Hu Nimna Likori Shemer Mishmeres HaKodesh, then they are counted to be called the watchers of the holy charge. Amar Yehuda Rab Shalom, Lomr Hu Oiso Shevet Lias Nimna Ben Abetan. This Shevet was used to being counted from birth. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Ashiyolda Oiso Lelevi Ben Mitzrayim, that she gave birth to Yecheved, to Levi in Mitzrayim. Levi's wife gave birth to Yecheved, to her husband Levi in Mitzrayim. Im Knisasa BePesach, Mitzrayim Yolda Oiso. When she entered the gates of Mitzrayim, she gave birth to Yecheved. V'nibnes b'shivim nefashis. And Yecheved was counted among the 70 nefashis. Shekisha'at amoynech cheshboinom. Because when you count the 70 nefashis, loy timtsoyim elo shivim chaser achas. You will only find 69. V'hi hishlimes aminyan. And Yecheved was the one that completed the total to make it 70. So we see that she was counted immediately at her birth. Zok Rashi al pi Hashem. Omar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said before Hashem, Heichani nichnas l'toich oleim. How can I enter their tents, l'das minyan yoykehem, to know how many infants they have in the tents? This would be a tremendous tircha, a tremendous bother, and also it would not be tznius for him to enter the tents. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe, Asei ata shelecha, you should do yours, v'ani ese sheli, and I'll do mine. Holach Moshe. Moshe went, v'omer al pesach oil. And he stood at the entrance of the tent. V'ashchino mikademes lefono. The Shechino went before him. U'bas kol yoytzeis min ha'oil. And a heavenly voice went out of the tent. V'emeres and said, Kach v'kach tinoikos yesh ba'oil zeh. So and so is the amount of infants in this tent. V'kach nema al pi Hashem. That's why the Pasuk says that the counting was al pi Hashem, through the word and the mouth of Hashem. L'gershem mishpachas halivni. Rashi is bothered that the Pasuk in Pasuk Chaf Aleph seems to repeat the family of Gershon, that it was Livni and Shimi. Therefore, Rashi says that this Pasuk Chaf Aleph is attached to Pasuk Chaf Beis. Kiloimar, this means to say, L'Gershon, to the family of Gershon, Hayu HaPekudim, the counted ones were Mishpachas HaLivni U'Mishpachas HaShimi, from the family of Livni and Shimi. Pekudeihem, their counted ones were Kach V'Kach, this and this amount. HaMishkon, they carried the Mishkon. This means the Urias HaTachtonos, the bottom Urias, the Urias HaMishkon. V'Hoyel, and the cover are on that, which is the Urias Ezen, Ha'asuyim Legag. The Urias made of hairs of a goat that are made as a roof over the Urias HaMishkon. Mirseu and their covering, this is referring to the Urias Elim, the skins of the ram, Utchoshim, and the skins of a tachash that were the covering over the Urias HaOil. Umosach Pesach, and the curtain by the entering of the Oil Moed. Huaviloin, this is referring to that curtain. And the Pasuk says, Ve'es Meisorov, B'nei Gershon carried the strings. So Rashi shall Mishkon va'oil, of the Urias HaMishkon and the Urias HaOil. V'loi shall Chotzer, but not the strings of the Chotzer. What does Rashi mean, V'loi shall Chotzer? Sifsei Chachomim, in the beginning of Parshas Nosoi, Ois Chof explains this Rashi, that of course the B'nei Gershon carried the strings that were attached to the bottom of the Kali HaChotzer, that were used in order that the Kali HaChotzer should not blow in the wind, just like they carried the strings of the Urias HaMishkon and the Urias HaOil that were used for the same purpose. When Rashi says V'loi shel chotzer, he is referring to the strings of Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Perigimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin, which was the carrying of the B'nai Merori. Those strings were attached to the top of the Kali HaChotzer and attached the Kloim to the Amudei HaChotzer. Those strings were the strings that the B'nai Gershon did not carry. And this is what Rashi means. Meisarov shel mishkon va'oil, the strings of the Urias HaMishkon, and the strings of the Urias HaOil, and also the strings of the Kali HaChotzer that were all attached to the bottom, they were carried by B'nai Gershon. V'loi shel chotzer, but not the strings that were attached to the top of the Kali HaChotzer, because those strings were carried by the Bnei Merari.
What we do see from this Rashi is that both the Urias HaMishkan and the Urias HaOil had strings attached to it in order that they should not blow in the wind. As Rashi says, "May Sarov Shel Mishkan VeHaOil." However, Rashi in Parshas Truma, Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, seems to say that only the Urias HaOil, the Urias HaIzim, the second cover, had these strings and pegs. As Rashi says, "Kiminagre nechoshes asuyin liyurios haoyel ulekalia chotzer." They had these pegs and strings for the yurios haoyel, which is the yurios haizim, and for the kalia chotzer. And Sefer Nachlas Yaakov over there says that there was no purpose to have strings on the bottom of the yurios hamishkan in order that they should not blow in the wind, because once you tie down the top cover, the yurios haizim, automatically the bottom cover, the yurios hamishkan, cannot blow in the wind. So we have to understand how this fits with Rashi over here that seems to say both covers, shel mishkan v'ha'oyel, were tied down with the strings.
Zok Rashi, mishpachos b'nei kohos yachanu teimono, the family of kohos camped on the south side, usmuchen lohem degel Ruvain. Near them was the camp of Ruvain. Hachonim teimono, who also camped in the south. Oyle Rasha, oyle Shechenai. Woe to the Rasha, woe to his neighbor. Mekach loku mehem dosen v'aviram u'mosayim v'chamishim ish in Korach v'adosay. Because they lived near each other, Korach was able to persuade Dosan, Aviram, and the 250 people to complain against Moshe. And the reason why he was able to get such a hold on them was because they lived near him. Because Kohos lived near Shevet Ruvein. They were able to pull them along with their machlokes. Zok Rashi v'hamosach, Kohos also carried the mosach. Hi ha-paroiches, this is referring to the paroiches, the curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. She'af hi kruya mosach, because sometimes the paroiches was also called mosach, a screen. U'nesi nesi ha-levi, memuna al-kulam, the one who was in charge over all the nesiim. V'almahi nesi usay, and in what way was he the leader? Pikudas Sherme Mishmeres HaKodesh. He was in charge over all the watchers of the charge of holy things, which is all of Klal Yisrael. Al Yodei Haya Pikudas Kulam. Through Elazar was the charge of all of them. So we see that Rashi learns that the Pasuk is one statement, that Elazar was in charge over all the Nesiim of the Levim, thereby he was in charge over all the Levim. So Rashi, Moshe V'Aaron Uvanov, Usmuchalahem, the ones who camped near them were Degel Machan Yehuda, Vachoyna Malav, and the ones who camped together with Yehuda were Yisachar Uzbulun. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheinoi. It is good to the tzadik and good for his neighbor. V'fisho haya shcheinov shel Moshe, since Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun were neighbors with Moshe, shehaya oisik b'Torah, who was busy with Torah, nasu gedoylim b'Torah. They also became great in Torah. Shenema, like the pasuk says concerning Yehuda, Yehuda mechayke, Yehuda were lawmakers. Umibnei Yisachar, and from the children of Yisachar, yoidei bina leitim. They were the ones who set up the leap years. Masayim Rashi Sanhedrios, 200 heads of the Sanhedrin. Umizvulun, and from Zvulun, moishchim b'shevet sefer. They wrote with the pen of a scribe. So we see, since they lived near Moshe and Aharon, they became great people. Asher pukad Moshe v'Aharon, the ones that Moshe and Aharon counted. Nokud al v'Aharon. On the word v'Aharon, there are dots on top of the word. Loimer to tell you, shaloi hoya b'minyan ha-Levim, that Aaron was not counted in the counting of the Levim. Even though he was a Levi, he was not counted. Because we know, as Rashi says in Sefer Bereishis many times, whenever there are dots on the letters, it's as if we take away the letters. So here, we are excluding Aaron from the count. Zok Rashi, Shnayim Ve'Esrim Elef, 22,000 was their total. Uveproton, Frank Rashi, when you break it down, Atam Moitse, you will find Shloish Me'os Yiserim, 300 more, 22,300, because B'nai Gershon Shivas Halofim V'Chamesh Me'os. Gershon totaled 7,500. B'nai Kohos Shmoinas Alofim V'Shesh Me'os. Kohos totaled 8,600. B'nai Merori Sheshes Alofim U'Masoyim. Merori totaled 6,200. So therefore, if you count all these together, you will get a total of 22,300. So why does the Pasuk say 22,000? Why weren't they included with the rest, with the 22,000? And they would have redeemed the extra 273 Bechorim, and they would not have had to do a pidgin and give 5 shekel. This means, as we will see later, that there were 22,273 Bechorim, and they needed to be redeemed. Their Kedusha had to be taken off. So the Pasuk says that 22,000 Bechorim were redeemed with 22,000 Leviim. But the 273 Bechorim that were more than the 22,000 Leviim had to give 5 shekel in order to take off their Kedusha. Rashi is asking, if we have 22,300 Leviim, why did we have to have that the 273 had to give 5 shekel? To redeem themselves, there were more Leviim than Bechorim. And just the opposite, every Bechor had a Levi to redeem himself with. So why does the Pasuk say only 22,000 and not 22,300? Amru Rabbi Seinu, b'mesech de Bechoris, our Chachamim say in Mesech de Bechoris, Oysen shloish meis Leviim Bechorim hayu. These 300 Leviim were also Bechorim. V'dayom sheyafkiu atzmam min ha-pidyon. And it was sufficient to exempt themselves from pidyon. They did not have to redeem themselves with a Levi because they themselves were Leviim. And when the Pasuk says that there were 22,000 Leviim, it means that there were 22,000 Leviim that were able to redeem a Bechor. But these 300 redeemed themselves.